Hawaii for generations was a very productive and civilized and generative society, using all different forms of governance up until the point of Kauikeaouli in the mid-1800s, when we formalized kind of a kingdom, a constitution and a kingdom, and then later a more formal kind of monarchy system. In 1893, we were illegally and violently overthrown by a group called the Committee of Safety, and assisted by U.S. Marines in this staged coup to overthrow our government. And then eventually there was this like fake annexation thing that happened. Essentially, they created a joint resolution to say that Hawaii would be a part of the United States. And then in 1959, Hawaii was given the opportunity to vote if it wanted to be a state. Importantly, there was no option on the ballot saying we want to go back to being an independent country. It was just, do you want to be a state or do you want to stay as a territory? And so we became a state in 1959. But behind all of this, that's kind of a bit of what you can learn if you read a history book about Hawaii, right? But what's really going on in terms of the political situation in Hawaii is we're currently living in what I like to call, and others like to call and think about, as an occupied settler state, right? There are these two very different but interlocking forces that are influencing Hawaii's experience in the international political arena. And so this first part of it, the occupation, of course, starts in 1893 when the U.S. lands troops in Hawaii to support the overthrow, right? And those troops essentially never leave. We'll be right back.